from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Avenue in West Milwaukee. Check them out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
So good is the food over there. CJ and his crew do an amazing job over there. That steak sandwich, pork chops, and then you can just get straight up steaks, crab legs, lobster, whatever they got in their case on a given day. You go in there, you tell them what you want, how you want it cooked up, the whole deal. They get the way you want it. It's so good, man. I'm telling you. It's so good. Got to go check those guys out at Fourth Base. Another guy that is so good on the call. There he is, Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Tuesdays with Tim. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Sparky. And hey, you're right about Fourth Base. I was in there the other day after the Brewers Day game, and my daughter got to, she's 13, and she wanted some shrimp, and so she asked TJ, and TJ cooked it especially for her, had a little garlic on there, a lemon sauce, and it was fantastic. She was very pleased. So anyway, yeah, check out Fourth Base.
Food is so good. All right, I thought it was funny. The glove potion number 9 or whatever, the glove potion number 3, whatever you were doing yesterday on TV with Joey Ortiz, I thought was really well played. BA didn't laugh that much. I don't know if he didn't get it or what happened, but I thought it was a clever line, Tim Dillard. I'm here for you.
Yeah, that was Bowers on the scoop.
That's what it was. Yeah.
He's number 9. So I was like, oh yeah, the glove potion number 9. Yeah. I mean, I love watching wizardry happen out there on the field. It's not easy to field the ball and to do the stuff that they do. And this team, I mean, they've made some errors recently, but it's more of like a couple of mental errors or communication errors. It has nothing to do with their ability and how to field and how to throw. And I don't know. It's just a privilege to watch this team, especially so many young guys. Able to just come up with stuff that I promise you're not seeing in any other market when it comes to big league players.
I was looking at the major league numbers prior to the show because, you know, last night they go 0-9 with the runners in scoring position. They had a game where they struggled with it over the weekend too, and people were getting a little bit antsy on social media. So I looked it up. Man, they're fifth in baseball in OPS at this point. And that's pretty darn good. They're second in the National League behind only the Phillies. Overall this year, they've done much better than people give them credit for.
Well, I mean, I think the Phillies and the Brewers, the only two teams that have over 75 home runs and over 75 stolen bases. I think Mike Vassallo tweeted that out earlier today. So it just goes to show you, I mean, this team is a very dynamic team. They're not always going to get it done, but nobody in baseball is going to always get it done, except for the Dodgers. They'll go by whoever they need to get it done, sure, but They're doing an amazing job, and for Pat Murphy to continually getting the most out of these guys, it's pretty special to watch.
Let's talk about Carlos Rodriguez, who gets his second start, 4 earned, 5 runs total, 4 2/3. But as was pointed out on the broadcast, his first start was at home. He gets William Contreras. This start, he gets Gary Sanchez. How big of a deal is that to a pitcher?
Well, I think it just takes the time to, you know, get adjustment, you know, and catchers too, adjustment to pitchers. There's so many guys coming in. Listen, if you're, you know, Jonathan Lucroy back in 2011, when it comes to pitchers, really you just had to handle pretty much a bulk of the season, 5 starters. You know, and a lot of the guys knew exactly how they wanted to pitch. They'd been around. They'd say, hey, this is how we're going to do it. And if you're a catcher, you're going great. But if you have to figure out a new starter every couple of days, the Brewers have used 12 starters already this season. That's tied with the Braves for the most. It's a really tough thing to do. What are your tendencies? What do you like to do? I think you're going to see where Rodriguez is going to be able to figure it out. He's going to get some consistency, especially if he stays in the starting rotation, because we've already seen that from Tobias Myers, who's going tonight. I started looking at his numbers. His last 2 starts were with Contreras behind the dish, and probably the two of almost the best starts from any Brewers pitcher this season, going 8 innings against Detroit. But if I looked over the overall numbers, pitching to Gary Sanchez, he actually has a better ERA and better numbers. So there's no way to draw it up other than when you start feeling comfortable with guys, everybody feels better about it. Believe me, as a pitcher, when you're on the same page as your catcher, you have other things that you can worry about.
I remember back in the day, we were talking about this earlier, like Greg Maddux, for whatever the reason, just would not have Javi Lopez catch him, refused, and would always have whoever the backup catcher was kind of catch him. For you, when you were pitching, what made a really good catcher to you when you were pitching versus maybe a guy that you didn't get along with or didn't have as much success with elsewise? Not naming names, just tendencies and what they did.
I'll name names.
Okay,
I'll name them all, Sparky. I was actually blessed. I had some amazing catchers. I had Martin Maldonado for a good chunk.
Oh, yeah.
In the minor leagues. I had Jose Trevino, who won like a platinum glove or something a couple years ago. I've been blessed with a lot of great catchers. One thing that I really liked just being a sinker baller is the fact that catchers that could get under the baseball and catch the sinker coming up at the bottom of the zone. That helped me a lot. That helped me just because...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What kind of pitcher I was. But one thing that always stood out to me, my favorite catchers are the ones that I would trust because they knew what they were doing. They paid attention. We had conversations. And, you know, if I was kind of zoning out a little bit, I remember Martin Maldonado threw a ball back to me way faster than I threw it to him.
Oh.
They kind of snap you out of it. I've seen Contreras do that with some of the younger guys. Like, hey, snap back into it. Let's go. I'm working for you back here. Get into this thing. You know, and it's just you have a mental lapse sometimes. That happens. But one of the favorite things is when you trust a catcher and you're convinced on a pitch. I remember one time, Adam Weisenberger, he's actually one of the bullpen catchers in the big leagues right now, and he was my catcher in Double-A when I was like the oldest guy in the league in 2014. And I'd only been pitching to him maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 times, but I trusted him. He was smart. He knew what he was doing. He navigated the you know, behind the plate very well for the umpire, and I trusted him. And he called a pitch. I shook, and he gave it again. And I'm like, you know, that's one of those things you're like, for him, it's kind of gutsy at the time.
Right.
I mean, he was younger, and I was definitely on my way out. Only played like a 6 more years after that. But he called it again, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going with this pitch. And I did, and the guy ended up getting a hit. And we talked about it in the dugout. And he goes, why do you want to throw this other pitch? And I said, well, I faced the guy the night before, and he hit a fastball inside. So we went back to it for whatever reason. He thought he saw something. Anyway, he was apologizing. He's like, my bad. I said, he goes, why did you throw the pitch then? I was like, because I trusted you. You know, like,
yep.
There's certain things. There's a give and take, and you have learning moments. But these guys have to learn on the fly, and that's very difficult. But that's just a story of you know, what it takes to – you know, the conversations that go on and how to learn each other in the process.
He is Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. I want to go back a little bit to what happened on Friday night with Blake Perkins and that bunt pop-up that he had in that situation. Obviously, he was mad smashing his helmet against, or his bat against his helmet. Murphy could read his lips. He wasn't very happy either. He talks about not wanting to be a hero, and then baseball is baseball, and he becomes a hero on Sunday with throwing out the dude at the plate. But Murphy, it feels like, tell me if I'm wrong, kind of gives them, these guys, a lot of freedom to do what they want. And you just wonder whether or not now in certain situations they're going to have a no bunt sign of, you can do whatever you want, but we're not bunting in this situation.
Well, number one, it's very unfair to blame the game on Perkins in that situation. Brewers had plenty of opportunities for the game to not be in that situation. And so you could, if you want to point fingers, you could point, you know, at 10 different people. And so to sit there and think, okay, well, the game all landed on his shoulders is a little unfair, I believe. But for him, he made a wrong decision, but that happens with a young team. It's going to happen. And the mistakes, if you're making the same mistakes in August that you are in April, then that's a problem. But I think this team, when they make mistakes, there's conversations that come behind it. We've already witnessed what we've seen a little bit from Cheerio. Like his defense coming in on a ball and Miami doesn't lay out for it. What happens the next time that situation comes up? He's all out making dives everywhere, and you love it because these guys are getting better in real time, and you can see it from week to week, game to game, month to month. And I think that's just one of those teachable moments of like, hey, in that situation, maybe that's not the best call. But we do know this team is dynamic, and they will bunt in any situation. Look what Yelich did the other day. Safety squeeze, like here it is, and it's a textbook bunting. I mean, if you want to go through the ins and outs of what it looks like to do a good bunt, that was perfect. Put that on your wall.
Yep,
that's what it looks like. But for Perkins, that's part of his game. In that situation, he'll be the first to tell you, and he was, that he probably shouldn't have done that. But sometimes you know, you get a lapse in judgment, and you just move forward.
You know, the other thing, too, is baseball gods have a funny way of paying you off. When he gets an opportunity then to throw that guy out at the plate and kind of be that guy at the end of a game, and that wasn't necessarily an easy play. It wasn't like, you know, it was a fly ball where he had a chance to kind of back himself up a little bit and get a running start and get momentum going towards the plate, because it was that soft little, you know, single that had happened. He really didn't have a chance to get as much momentum behind it as he would have had it been a fly ball.
Well, he was already playing shallow, and that ball was hit, you know, low-lying line drive. And, I mean, if he misplays it, that's a disaster. But yep, you kind of just let your instincts take over is what he was talking to. And to me, that is a testament to baseball. Look, football, you play however many games. You play one a week. You know, basketball, you play, you know, a couple games a week. Baseball, you don't have time to mope around if you make a mistake. You have to bounce back. You have to bounce back in real time. And you may be the guy that gets blamed one day, and the next day you're the guy that everybody's hoisting up on the shoulders. But that's what I love about baseball. You don't have time to get too high. You don't have time to get too low because you have another game, you have another play, you have another pitch to make, whatever it looks like. Baseball is just full of redemption in that way. And I love how Pat Murphy is continually like, I'm not looking too far ahead. I'm not looking backwards. You have to stay in the moment because that's what you have to do with these young players. So I think the team's built for something great, I think they're laying the foundation, and anytime there's a bump in the road, they address it, and they're getting better because of it.
Tobias Myers on the bump coming up tonight, like Tim mentioned earlier. Looking forward to that one. 8:38 first pitch, catch it on Bally Sports Wisconsin tonight. Tim, looking forward to hearing you and watching you again tonight, man. Appreciate you coming on. We'll talk again next week.
What kind of pitcher I was. But one thing that always stood out to me, my favorite catchers are the ones that I would trust because they knew what they were doing. They paid attention. We had conversations. And, you know, if I was kind of zoning out a little bit, I remember Martin Maldonado threw a ball back to me way faster than I threw it to him.
Oh.
They kind of snap you out of it. I've seen Contreras do that with some of the younger guys. Like, hey, snap back into it. Let's go. I'm working for you back here. Get into this thing. You know, and it's just you have a mental lapse sometimes. That happens. But one of the favorite things is when you trust a catcher and you're convinced on a pitch. I remember one time Adam Weisenberger, he's actually one of the bullpen catchers in the big leagues right now. And he was my catcher in Double A when I was like the oldest guy in the league in 2014. And I'd only been pitching to him maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 times, but I trusted him. He was smart. He knew what he was doing. He navigated the, you know, behind the plate very well for the umpire. And I trusted him. And he called a pitch. I shook and he gave it again. And I'm like, you know, that's one of those things you're like, for him, it's kind of gutsy at the time.
Right.
I mean, he was younger and I was definitely on my way out. Only played like a 6 more years after that, but he called it again, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going with this pitch, and I did, and the guy ended up getting a hit, and we talked about it in the dugout, and he goes, why did you want to throw this other pitch? And I said, well, I faced the guy the night before, and he hit a fastball inside, so we went back to it for whatever reason. He thought he saw something. Anyway, he was apologizing. He's like, my bad. I said, he goes, why did you throw the pitch then? I was like, because I trusted you. You know, like
– yep.
There's certain things, there's a give and take, and you have learning moments, but these guys have to learn on the fly, and that's very difficult. But that's just a story of you know, what it takes to, you know, the conversations that go on and how to learn each other in the process.
He is Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. I want to go back a little bit to what happened on Friday night with Blake Perkins and that bunt pop-up. That he had in that situation. Obviously, he was mad smashing his helmet against, or his bat against his helmet. Murphy could read his lips. He wasn't very happy either. He talks about not wanting to be a hero, and then baseball is baseball, and he becomes a hero on Sunday with throwing out the dude at the plate. But Murphy, it feels like, tell me if I'm wrong, kind of gives these guys a lot of freedom to do what they want. And you just wonder whether or not now in certain situations they're going to have a no bunt sign of you can do whatever you want, but we're not bunting in this situation.
Well, number one, it's very unfair to blame the game on Perkins in that situation. Brewers had plenty of opportunities for the game to not be in that situation. And so you could, if you want to point fingers, you could point, you know, at 10 different people. And so to sit there and think, okay, well, the game all landed on his shoulders is a little unfair, I believe. But for him, he made a wrong decision, but that happens with a young team. It's going to happen. And the mistakes, if you're making the same mistakes in August that you are in April, then that's a problem. But I think this team, when they make mistakes, there's conversations that come behind it. We've already witnessed what we've seen a little bit from Cheerio, like his defense coming in on a ball and Miami doesn't lay out for it. What happens the next time that situation comes up, he's all out making dives everywhere, and you love it. Because these guys are getting better in real time, and you can see it from week to week, game to game, month to month. And I think that's just one of those teachable moments of like, hey, in that situation, maybe that's not the best call. But we do know this team is dynamic, and they will bunt in any situation. Look what Yelich did the other day. Safety squeeze. Like, here it is. And it's a textbook bunting. I mean, if you want to go through the ins and outs of what it looks like to do a good bunt, that was perfect. Put that on your wall.
Yep.
That's what it looks like. But for Perkins, that's part of his game. In that situation, he'll be the first to tell you, and he was, that he probably shouldn't have done that. But sometimes you know, you get a lapse in judgment, and you just move forward.
You know, the other thing, too, is baseball gods have a funny way of paying you off. When he gets an opportunity then to throw that guy out at the plate and kind of be that guy at the end of a game. And that wasn't necessarily an easy play. It wasn't like, you know, it was a fly ball where he had a chance to kind of back himself up a little bit and getting a running start and get momentum going towards the plate, because it was that soft little, you know, single that had happened. He really didn't have a chance to get as much momentum behind it as he would have had it been a fly ball.
Well, he was already playing shallow, and that ball was hit, you know, low-lying line drive. And, I mean, if he misplays it, that's a disaster. But yep. You kind of just let your instincts take over is what he was talking to. And to me, that is a testament to baseball. Look, football, you play however many games. You play one a week. You know, basketball, you play, you know, a couple games a week. Baseball, you don't have time to mope around if you make a mistake. You have to bounce back. You have to bounce back in real time. And you may be the guy that gets blamed one day, and the next day you're the guy that everybody's hoisting up on the shoulders. But that's what I love about baseball. You don't have time to get too high. You don't have time to get too low because you have another game, you have another play, you have another pitch to make, whatever it looks like. Baseball is just full of redemption in that way. And I love how Pat Murphy is continually like, I'm not looking too far ahead. I'm not looking backwards. You have to stay in the moment because that's what you have to do with these young players. So I think the team's built for something great. I think they're laying the foundation, and anytime there's a bump in the road, they address it, and they're getting better because of it.
Tobias Myers on the bump coming up tonight, like Tim mentioned earlier. Looking forward to that one. 8:38 first pitch, catch it on Bally Sports Wisconsin tonight. Tim, looking forward to hearing you and watching you again tonight, man. Appreciate you coming on. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
Yeah, everybody, take a nap, wake up, and listen to me and BA talk about this ball club.
Going to be fun. Take care, buddy. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
There he is, Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard, brought to you by Fourth Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant right there in West Milwaukee. Always fun having Tuesdays with Tim.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.